Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the H2 and FY26 earnings conference call of Marushika Technologies Limited. We thank all investors, analysts, shareholders, and stakeholders for joining us today as we discuss the company's operational and financial performance for H2 and FY26. We have with us today from the management team, Ms. Monika Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Jaiprakash Pandey, Whole Time Director, Ms. Sonika Agarwal, Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the management's opening remarks. Should you need any assistance during this conference, you may signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Before we proceed with the call, I would like to remind everyone that certain statements made during today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature. These statements are based on the company's current expectations, assumptions, estimates, and projections regarding future events and business performance. Such forward-looking statements may include, but are not limited to, discussions relating to future growth opportunities, project execution, order inflows, business expansion plans, strategic partnership, industry outlook, technology adoption, profitability, and financial performance. These statements are subject to various risks and uncertainties, including changes in economic conditions, government policies, competitive intensity, project execution risks, customer demand, technological advancements, cybersecurity threats, and other factors that could cause actual results to differ materially from those expressed or implied in such statements. Investors are advised not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements, whether as a result of new information, future events, or otherwise. This discussion should also be read in conjunction with the company's investor presentation and disclosures made to stock exchanges. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Monika Agarwal, Managing Director of Marushika Technologies Limited, for her opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Good evening to everyone. It gives me and my team immense pleasure to address you today as we conclude our first financial year after successful IPO of Marushika Technologies Limited. This year has been transformational for our company, not only because we've transitioned to a listed company, but also because we have delivered performance significantly ahead of the expectations. A reflection of our disciplined execution, strong market positioning, unwavering commitment to excellence, and commitment to our investors. We have outperformed on our commitments, and we expect to do the same for our investors. At Marushika Technologies Limited, we have always believed that sustainable growth comes from combining technology leadership with trust, execution capability, and long-term vision. FY26 has validated this belief, as I just mentioned above. Over the past year, we strengthened our position as a trusted technology and infrastructure partner for government, public sector undertaking, and large system integrators across India. Our presence in mission-critical sectors, which includes data centers, cybersecurity solutions, smart surveillance solutions, defense auto tech, smart transportation, including Delhi Metro and other metro sectors and railways, and telecom infrastructure continue to expand at a strong pace. Revenue growth exceeded our internal projections, driven by strong execution across both system integration and value-added businesses around data center, cybersecurity, defense, and other sectors. We have outperformed our numbers. EBITDA margins also improved because of the mix of the project, operational efficiencies, and higher value solution deployments that we have done, and definitely the increase in the service income that we have done, and we've been doing it for last few years. Our auto defense sector, which we've added very recently, about 1.5 years back, This vertical emerged as a very promising growth engine and opening opportunities in modernization, refurbishment, and reverse engineering for the defense platform. We continue to secure repeat business from our prestigious organizations, including Bharat Electronics Limited, Delhi Metro, Railtel, Air Force, and multiple other government-backed projects that we have secured in past years. This strong performance reflects the trust our customers placed in us and the dedication of our employees, partners, and leadership team. I would like to add here that company is built for the next decade. Why I am saying this is because, as you all know, India is entering a massive digital infrastructure cycle we've seen in past few years, and the future also looks the same. Government digitization, cyber security requirements, data center improvements and the expansions, cloud adoption, smart mobility, defense modernization, AI-led transformation are creating creating a lot of opportunities in the market. And Marushika Technology Limited is very strategically positioned at the intersection of these high growth sectors. With the strengths that we have, we've accumulated this strength over past 15 years, and these strengths are the diversified technology offerings across multiple verticals with our OEM partnership that we have in hand. We have a very mixed solution that we can give and offer to our customers. We have very deep PSU and government relationships. We have built very strong partnership with our OEM partners, and we are still progressing on that. We have very strong execution capabilities. We've executed more than 150 projects till date and increasing the number going forward. The operations are spread all across India. Definitely goes without saying, the agile and the experienced leadership team plays a very, very important role in this in the strength of the company. Now, as we go forward, our focus remains in scaling up the high-margin technology solutions. We are focusing on the service income. We are expanding in the data center solution, the cyber security, cloud infrastructure services. This will remain our focus as we move forward. Strengthening our defense auto tech business, which is giving us very good numbers. Then we are increasing the recurring income and the managed service revenues is what we plan to add as we move forward. We are building the AI-enabled digital platform, LMS, and the SaaS solution. We are already working on it for last 1 year. We are expecting to grow in this sector in coming time. Now, as a listed company, we are committed to our customers, and we are equally committed in strengthening the governance, transparency, value creation, and operational discipline for our investors and for our customers as well. So we aspire to build Marushika Technology Limited into India's most respected integrated technology infrastructure and digital transformation company, mainly focusing in data center and cyber security, including the LMS and SaaS solution for our customers. I would add here the opportunity is very big. The market is very big. The kind of government policies are there. It is showing us a lot of opportunities wherein we can work and grow. So we remain committed to delivering sustainable growth, innovation, and long-term value creation for our customers, for our investors, for the market. Thank you, everyone. I would like to invite Sonika to add here with the numbers of previous years.
Thank you, ma'am. Good evening, all. I will briefly take you through some of the key details of Marushika Technology financial performance for financial year 26. On consolidated basis, Marushika Technology has reported revenue of 11,643 lakhs, with an increase of 36.6% in comparison to the revenue for financial year 24-25, which was 8,525 lakhs. EBITDA margin has also increased by 48% in comparison to previous year figures. Current year EBITDA margin EBITDA was 1,594 lakhs in comparison to EBITDA for previous year, which was 1,077 lakhs. Company reported profit after tax at 895 lakhs with an increase of 42.5% in comparison to previous year figures, which was 628 lakhs. The company has recorded significant increase due to increase in service revenue, mainly comprising related to execution, installation, and certification of supplied items, along with necessary technical and consultancy support, in-house or taken from outside. The company's service revenue has increased from 1,744 lakhs in previous year 24-25 to 4,961 lakhs in previous year 25-26. We expect to continue to deliver the strong margins supported by various initiatives which we have taken in past years. Thank you.
Ma'am, should we start with the question and answer session?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star followed by one on their touchtone telephones. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may enter star and two. To ask a question, please enter star and one. Participants are requested to please use only handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you have any questions at this time, you may enter star and one. To ask a question, please enter star and one. The first question is from the line of C.A. Shaishav Vora from Financial Planner and Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. I just wanted to know how the company is planning to grow the business in the defense and data center segments.
So in terms of the defense autotech, if you're talking about, so we are participating on GEM and we are working directly with defense on these sectors. Other than the defense autotech, I would like Pandeji to highlight how we're going to grow on the data center part of it. One more thing I would like to add, we are also looking in for some partnerships. We are already talking to a few firms who are working very closely in the big data center project. We are talking to them, to do the partnership and work on the data center going forward. Pandeji, if you would like to add something here.
Yeah. Just to add on what Monica has just said, currently we are focused on the DC inbuilt business, physical data center business, which mainly take care of HVAC solution, humidity, ventilation, air conditioning of any physical DCS part. Apart from that, we have started the second thing, the electronics and application part as well. For the electronics assets, we have recently closed few orders where we are taking care of server, storage, switches, etc. We have added in these. These are in our portfolio and we are taking care of. That's how we are, apart from DC inbuilt business, which we are doing it from last couple of years, we have added electronic business in that as well.
Right. Thank you so much, Pandeji.
Yeah. So, ma'am, what kind of growth targets are we expecting for 26-27 in these two sectors?
Overall growth, sir, as Pandeji has just mentioned, the kind of business that we are doing in the data center, as we are adding the new sector, we expect at least 15 to 20% of the new business from the data center should add up in terms of the electronics sector, and the rest that we are doing in the physical part, we still continue to do that. So that will add on to existing business of data center. So we are expecting the additional 15% to 20% growth with the electronic getting added to our business portfolio.
Right, ma'am. And one last question, ma'am. See, basically the two, three segments in which the company is working, defense, data center, smart city, these are all, I think, very promising sectors. So what exactly are the strategies for the next 2 years for growing the business in these areas? And what kind of projections do we have, the growth projections?
So, as far as the projections are concerned, we hope to grow at the same pace that we are growing right now. And in terms of these sectors, you know the kind of government policies which are there for data center and cyber security. Cyber security has become the need of the hour. It's no more the luxury, as we always say, it's the necessity of the hour. So we definitely expect that a lot of business is going to come from here. And we are also moving into the cloud infrastructure service. We are adding the LMS and SaaS solutions. So it is very promising going forward, what we are looking forward, coming in coming years.
Right, ma'am. Thank you. I've got some more questions, but I think I'll come in the queue and give others a chance to ask. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions may enter star followed by one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Sharma from BP Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Sharma, your line is unmuted. You may go ahead and ask your question.
Hello. Now it's audible?
Yes, please proceed.
First of all, congratulations, ma'am, on good set of numbers.
Thank you so much.
So, can you provide the current order book and executable pipeline for FY27?
We have very strong order book going forward. In the current months of April and May, Sonika, can you give the heads up on this? Where we stand?
Currently,
can I get the numbers on that?
Currently, we have already built 14 crore of the turnover, and we are standing on strong order book of more than 35 crores.
Okay. And currently, I can see that there is a improvement in EBITDA margin during FY26. So, how these margins are sustainable going forward?
It will increase.
So as I mentioned in my presentation or introduction also, that we've added the service income. We are adding the recurring income with the managed service solutions. We are also now participating in the direct bids and working with large SIs on the direct order book basis. So we expect the turnover, but also the margins to grow, with the same pace. Also, as I just mentioned, the defense autotech is also a very promising sector. It is also giving us good profitability. This was the sector we initiated very recently. It is now taking shape. So we expect a lot of things coming from this sector also. And we also expect that LMS and SaaS platform that we've developed, wherein we build our own LMS and SaaS, will give us a lot of opportunities. Other than this, we've added a lot of other sectors in the IT infrastructure space, wherein we were not earlier operating, other than where we'll be working. So we expect things to, come in good shape for the coming years as well.
Talking about the business verticals, what are we expected to drive the next phase of growth? Yeah, like smart cities, AI surveillance, cyber security, or defense solution. Which one do you think has the next phase of growth?
So we are definitely focusing on data center, cyber security, defense, as I just mentioned, and the different kind of different sectors. Not only the army, the navy also we are adding. There's recent work that we are doing with Navy also. So we are adding under every head, we are adding more and more government agencies to work with. And, you know, we are moving to state level as well, working with state governments and, you know, smaller agencies of state. So this is going to increase a lot of revenue with us. We've increased our team strength. You know, a lot of more people have been assigned for working closely with us, not only the channel partners, but our own team has been enhanced. So we are strengthening ourselves to cater to the market in a better way.
So are we looking for adding any new products? This financial?
So as I just mentioned, we've the LMS and SaaS is a very new product that we've developed in the past. It's a not even one year old product. Now we're expecting this to roll on and start giving us business. Other than this, we have a very strong partnership with our OEM partners, and we definitely going forward keep increasing our partnership with more and as required channel partners. We've done a very good partnership, strategic partnership with one of the AI-based video analytics solution provider. We've signed the agreement with them, so we're looking into work in this space as well. And as I just mentioned, we're looking in for the data center tie-up in the electronic segment. So we're talking to one of very big companies with which we'll have a partnership and we'll work with them.
Okay, ma'am. Understood. And ma'am, the company has partners with like Graymatrix for AI-based surveillance solutions. So
yes.
What kind of revenue contribution does management expect from this partnership over the next 2 to 3 years?
AI has become a part of, you know, all the business. The relationship is very new. We are we signed the agreement with them few months back only. We are evaluating where all we can work. The opportunities are very big and strong. So we expect in coming time we'll have at least 5 to 10% of business coming from this sector as well. We're still evaluating this segment.
Okay. So, ma'am, since you said like AI is getting more, we say, important to the company, so it is not like the employee getting reduced in your company?
Employee getting reduced in the company?
Yes, getting means more on the AI than compared to employees.
So we are the AI solution. If whenever we do it, we'll be the AI solution provider. So we have nothing wherein we will implement AI in-house and the people or the employees will have any threat in near future. So employees are intact. There is no problem. We will build the solution for our customers, which will be AI-based.
Okay. Since ma'am, a large number of portion of your revenue comes from government and PSP projects, as I can see, how does management execute these timelines and all the receivable risks?
So I think the most safest part is to work with government. This is what we believe in our company, because sometimes the payments may get delayed, but they always come. And as far as the deliveries are concerned, so we have checkpoints within the company. We have checkpoints with the government also. It's a very well-planned strategy that government placed in front of us, and we meet the timeline. So till date, when I'm saying 150-plus projects completed and all of the projects are with either direct with government or through PSC or through large system integrators, they have been successfully implemented, delivered, handed over. Till date, we haven't faced any kind of penalty from the government side for non-execution or delay of the project, and we continue to work like this. There's a dedicated team on the project who monitors all the timelines, and we're going to focus on every project like this. Because getting new projects is important, but, you know, delivering the project is also very important.
Okay, and my last question, how are the margins on this government and PSC project?
How are the margins?
Margins, EBITDA margin on from these projects, revenue-wise.
From the from government and PSU, or what kind of comparison
only
are you
from
asking?
Government and PSU project only alone, how much EBITDA margin they give?
So the margins are good when it's a complete system integration project. The margin ranges from 15% to 18%. It may go up to 20% also. And you know, when you're working, not working with directly PSU or the system integrator, then it may come down to 6% to 7-8%.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you for answering my all questions. I will be in the queue for further.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions at this time, you may enter star followed by one. To ask a question, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of C.A. Shaishav Vora from Financial Planner and Wealth Advisor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so ma'am, I've got a follow-up question on the issues raised by the previous caller. About the government business, is it tender-driven business or how do we get this business?
Sir, there are multiple scenarios how we get the business. Is one, definitely, as you said, through tenders. Then second is through the private tenders, wherein we are already empaneled with the public sector undertaking. And then the private tenders are called and then we participate. Or we work with larger system integrators when the project values are big and it's a composite tender with, you know, which has multiple other things also, including construction and all this thing. And the IT is one part of it. So we participate with the system integrator. So there are different scenarios. We bid directly through GEM portals. We do the presentations with our OEMs in the government and procure the tender through private tendering. We work with PSU and get the orders from the public sector undertaking also and through system integrators.
Right, ma'am. Before I ask any further question, I would like to, you know, put on record, I'm really happy that, you know, a small company like Marufika has gone for an earnings call. I hope you will continue this earnings call every quarter because, you know, that's the only way common investors like me would get exposure to what the company is doing. So I really appreciate that. And my final question is, you know, going forward for the next 24 months, 18 to 24 months, what would be the growth drivers? Because, you know, while the IPO came at 115, today the shares are quoted around 90, so there's a erosion of about 25%, which is fine. I mean, I'm not saying why it has fallen. But what plans do the management have to ensure that, you know, the investors who have invested in the IPO will get some good returns going forward?
So as now we've just gone through our result and the first balance sheet was finalized, we've now announced our results for the past year. We will definitely come back with the lot of work that we are doing and keep announcing the same thing for our investors so that they generate confidence in us. And as you rightly said, we will definitely do the earning call so that you know what we are doing. And we'll make sure as a management that you're aware of what the company is getting, what we are doing, how we are proceeding, what new partnerships are we doing, what new orders are we generating. I think that this will give a lot of confidence to our investors in the growth path that we are following. We're not going to keep ourselves silent and one day come and tell you that this is what we've done. So we'll keep you posted what we are doing.
Great, ma'am. That's very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants with questions may enter star followed by one on the touchtone telephones. To ask a question, please enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Sharma, VP Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Only one question from my side. As it is a booming sector, what is the timeline to cross the 500 crore revenue or top line? The projections on that.
The projections are, as I just mentioned, we are growing in these sectors. All the sectors are very promising sectors. As I just mentioned, the kind of government policies are there, the kind of market is there. IT is not the luxury anymore. It's the necessity. So, and we are at the core. We've been working in this sector for last 15 years. We've developed that strength. And now we are at the core to work in these sectors. And the best part is that we are not stagnant. We are not stopping in what we've done and, you know, what we're doing. We are adding on to the verticals and we are adding new partnerships. We are adding new portfolios to the company. So we see this mark also is not very far from Marufika Technologies.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions at this time, you may enter star followed by one on your handset. If you have any further questions, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Rehan Sayed from Trinetra Asset Managers. Please go ahead. Mr. Sayed, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead and ask your question.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please go ahead.
Right now, just I'm going with the previous participant question that you have guided regarding the 500 crore revenue target. So I just wanted to understand, like, is there any appreciation or depreciation will we see further in the margin side on EBITDA side? So we are aware of.
Appreciation and depreciation in terms of what? I mean, like,
like
we are increasing
Is there any other expense coming on?
Is there any other expense?
Margin appreciation or depreciation we have to expect in going forward years? Or isn't, or the margins remain same?
So we definitely, as I just mentioned, the EBITDA margins are going to grow because there are new things that we've added and they're still to perform, like LMS and SaaS that we've added. As Mr. Pandeji just mentioned, we've now added the data center on the other side, which is not the physical data center, but the electronic side of it. So these are the things which are going to definitely increase the margins for us. And we've increased the service income last year. We're going to further add to it. We're adding the managed service income to our portfolio. So this is showing us the growth in the margins.
Okay.
Fair enough.
That's it for me.
Thank you.
Participants with questions may please enter star and one. Anyone with questions can enter star and one now. As there are no further questions, we thank everyone for joining this conference call. Ladies and gentlemen, that was it. Thank you. And on behalf of Marushika Technologies Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for joining us.